David on the
David Tennant Breakfast Show.
Okay, DT is back with us this morning. Right now then, DT is going to a meet and greet live on air, live on Absolute Radio, to some of his super fans. To the world, okay, right, let's say that. And first of all, let's go to Cambridge, where... Adam, like I said, they turn off the international feed. Adam is, DT is all yours.
Hello.
Morning, Adam. How's Cambridge?
Dark at the minute.
Is it? Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice, though.
What are you doing there?
I'm waiting to go to work. I'm a teacher, so I'm up now having
Cambridge,
breakfast.
Adam?
It's more to sort of wind my wife up, which is why I'm phoning.
Why?
Because she absolutely adores you. And she's at boot camp at the minute.
Oh, my goodness.
Boot camp? Was she in the army? Because he loves those army girls.
No, I think, you know, new year, new resolution.
Oh, good for her.
Whereas you're just sitting at home having a big pile of cereal, are you?
Yeah. Absolutely. Good. Absolutely. And we've tried to meet you so many times.
Oh, really?
We had tickets to go and see you in Much Ado About Nothing in London with Catherine Tate. And it was my friend's wedding. So I was really, I really got it in the neck for that. So.
That is selfish of your friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Although
exactly.
I'm slightly annoyed that you chose the wedding over our performance.
Yeah.
I think we'll be using that a lot during the next couple of minutes. Andy, couple of hours.
Yes.
Permanently, we need that. Well, Adam, do you want to mention your wife? Otherwise, I think you'll get in trouble again.
Yeah. She's Rebecca.
I'd like to have talked to Rebecca. Do tell her. Give her my very best.
I will, absolutely.
All right, Adam, thanks for calling in, mate.
She's
have a good day.
Very well Thank going you. To boot camp, and I'm very proud of her.
Cheers.
We now go to Glasgow.
Glasgow, we really are pushing the boat.
Oh, Cambridge, Glasgow, all over the world today. And Kerry's on the line.
Kerry, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Are you snowed in?
No, it's windy and really, really rainy and awful.
It's pretty brutal up there.
And I'm not in Glasgow, I'm in East Kilbride.
Oh, not even close to Glasgow.
Yes, but still.
And is East Kilbride, did you get snow or did you just have storms?
We got a bit of snow a couple of days ago, but it's just been really, really stormy and rainy. It's absolutely wicked. Mm. And that's why I'm awake, and that's why I'm talking to you, because I thought, I'll just tune in while I'm awake.
Oh, what, so you didn't get up particularly early or anything?
No, I did not. I'm sorry to say.
Thanks, Kerry. Thanks for making the effort. I appreciate that.
I did tune into
that.
Absolute Radio, which I'm doing on my phone, because we don't get that up here.
What?
We're up there. We're on the digital platform up there, Kerry.
Yeah, but not on ordinary radio.
Not on normal radio.
Do you know what?
I don't think they sell digital radios in East Kilbride.
Do you know what? We'll send you one, Kerry. Do you want us to send you a digital radio, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
There you are, yeah.
Kerry.
As soon as he gets it, never listen to this station again.
Worth getting up early.
But listen to a Glasgow one or Clyde one, whatever you get up there.
Clyde FM, is that
Clyde
strong?
One, yeah. Clyde one.
Boogie in the morning. Yeah.
Well, then you see, I would be converted to Absolute Radio if I had the option.
Now, listen, Kerry, tell us about DT then. What, you been watching, did you see the first episode last week of Broadchurch?
I haven't seen that yet. I've already hit a spoiler, but I've seen the other. I've seen Casanova. I've seen
Casanova. Yeah.
You actually saw that too.
It's obviously not available yet in East Kilbride. They've got that local opt out up there.
Haven't had the chance to do it yet.
So much going on.
Hopefully,
you know.
Catch up before tonight.
Yeah, another one.
Yeah. I'm sure you can somehow. It'll be on ITV.
We'll get it on, but as I say, no, pretty much everything else. So the only one I would say,
the other stuff.
Secret Smile gives me the weebles.
Oh, that's good. It's meant to.
It's horrible.
Yeah, that's the real me, Kerry.
Kerry, listen, we've got to go. Thank you very much for calling in, Kerry.
No problem.
We now do go to America, where...
Now we're getting international.
Jenna, you over in Maryland?
Yeah, that's where I am.
Hi, Jenna.
Hi. Oh, my God.
Oh, well, oh, it's just me, but it's
sorry.
Close.
I've dreamt of this moment my entire life.
But your entire life? I'm thrilled.
No, actually, just since seventh grade when I started watching Doctor Who, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, sure, but...
God.
The
David,
question
you are
we need
such an
to...
inspiration to me.
Oh, that's very kind, Jenna. Well, I'm very touched that you're listening, because apparently you're not supposed to be. How have you managed that?
It's 1:30 and I have English exams today.
Oh my goodness.
You
but how
no
are you managing to you're not meant to be able to hear Absolute Radio in America. Have you got a coat hanger at the top of the house or something? How are you tuning in?
Yeah, I'm sitting on my roof with a coat hanger. Wow. No, I'm actually there's an app in America where we can listen to UK radios.
Oh. Well, I'm very thrilled you found it.
When Kim Jong finds out about this, he's going to be shutting it down.
Probably not. I promised my parents I wouldn't do anything with Terex this week, so...
That's good to hear. Yeah. Listen...
Good luck for the exams, Jenna.
Thanks.
I hope your late night doesn't spoil your...
Did you watch Grace Point?
Yeah, of course. I found myself laughing most of the time because, David, your American accent...
Oh, thanks, Jenna.
I didn't know Grace Point was a comedy. Do you know what? I was going to say that I really want, I can't wait to see Grace Point when it comes over here. I want to see it because Anna Gunn's in it. I'm sure it's very good. Is the accent different then? So what, are you an American?
Who's being an American, yeah.
So how does he... How's it sound?
I'm not some performing seal. Right. You can
we need to go online and find this accent now. Is it like Dick Van Dyke, the American version of that? Oh, Jenna, thank you very much for giving us a heads up about that. We'll have a look into that. Jenna, thank you very much for staying up late to have a listen.
Bye, David.
Bye.
All right, let's get the latest travel news now at 6:42.